Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This video is brought to you by Incogni.
All right, everybody. The president is currently going through a stage 5 full-blown crash out in which he tweets dozens of times per night and then falls asleep during meetings in the day. This is because his failing Iran war is tanking his second term in almost all visible indicators. His approval rating, the economy, his approval rating on the economy are all rapidly tanking in unison fashion, and it's honestly painful for many Americans. Many Americans can't afford their basic needs at this moment, and that's only exacerbated by the tariffs and gas prices. Many Americans are making fundamental decisions about which meals to skip so they can drive to work and which meals to skip so they can feed their kids. Many Americans are struggling. It's very, very rough. And what does Donald Trump say yesterday? He's not even thinking about it. He's only thinking about Iran's nuclear capability. So I want to tackle that head on. I want to tackle all of this head on, as I did last night on CNN, which we'll talk about, because the reality is, this war is not going our way whatsoever. We've been saying this on the show for about a month and a half now. When it first started, we let it play out. We gave it a few weeks. It would be rash to immediately call it a failed war, but once it was very clear that we were making no progress, we started to call it a failing war. We started to say that the United States is losing, and for that, a lot of neocons in the media were attacking me. A lot of people were saying, don't be asking questions about these wars. You don't know anything, kid. And now every single report that we get only confirms what we said on this show. So make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed if you appreciate the fight that we bring. And let's just start with this new U.S. intelligence assessment saying that Iran still retains much of its military capability despite Trump's administration saying that it was decimated. Officials believe Iran has regained access to most of its missile sites and underground facilities, including 30 of 33 sites along the Strait of Hormuz. Even further so, in the name of making America more safe, Donald Trump has made us all more vulnerable to very, very real threats. There are countries that are out for us, but every single missile that we use on this failing war with Iran is a missile that China doesn't have to worry about if they invade Taiwan, is a missile that Russia doesn't have to worry about as they wage war with Ukraine. Every single time we fire a missile in this war, we are less safe. And according to the CSIS, it's a Center for Strategic Studies, one third to one half of the United States precision weapon stockpiles and interceptor stockpiles have been used. This will lead to a much easier route for China. If they want freedom of action militarily, they basically have a United States that is weak and defanged on the global stage. And this comes as Donald Trump is visiting China. So, after we got this report from the New York Times, as I said, Trump began to absolutely crash out. The New York Times had this new military assessment, and Trump actually preempted it. So before the New York Times posted theirs, Trump said, "When the fake news says the Iranian enemy is doing well militarily against us, it's virtual treason in that it is such a false and even preposterous statement." Wow. "They are aiding and abetting the enemy. All it does is give Iran false hope when none should exist." It seems like the New York Times is just reporting the reality of the situation, and Trump doesn't like that. It seems like Trump is the one who wants a false hope with the media constantly helping him and not reporting the faults of this war. To continue, these are American cowards that are rooting against our country. I hate this line that we're rooting against the country if we're asking questions about the war. They tried to use this line under Bush. They tried to use this line for Iraq and Afghanistan and every Middle Eastern war, that you can't even ask questions about it or else you hate your country. That is not true. I love America. I think America has flaws, but it's a rather beautiful country, and we could be a leader in morals on the global stage if we had a president like Obama or a Biden, not somebody like Donald Trump. But that being said, just because I'm criticizing the decision-making at the very highest ranks of our government does not mean I hate our country. When I was on CNN last week, they said I was ungrateful for our troops because I simply said, this war is making us less safe. When I was on CNN last night, in 1 minute, I broke down all of the MAGA talking points in succession. Watch this clip.
I just want to address the absurd reframing that I heard here 1 second ago. This idea that Donald Trump is willing to take some political hits as if this is all some intentional strategy on his part. When this war started, we heard three or four different things. No missiles, no nukes, no terrorists, and maybe regime change. That's what he was going for. Regime change has not happened. The IRGC
not
is still in
happen.
Control. It's not going to happen. The IRGC is
right
listen.
Now.
The IRGC is so deeply embedded.
A cardboard cutout.
The IRGC is in Iran, and they're in charge.
We're
they are so
there,
deeply
though.
Embedded in Iran's institutions that you can't just get them out unless you go boots on the ground. Who's in control right now? The IRGC. Number two, on no nukes. What they did was scatter the scientists around the country and put all of the blueprints into the cloud, so it still exists. Yes, the nuclear is the enriched uranium is buried under rubble, but it's still in Iran. They can just rebuild, get the info from the cloud, and then rebuild again. So that takes me to no terrorism. They can still fund terrorism. They'll likely get money from this deal, and the Strait of Hormuz will likely be told 3 months from now. So they're going to keep taking money. What was the last one? No nukes, no terrorists, no missiles. Okay, we just talked about that right there. They clearly still have missiles. In fact, our own supply, has been depleted.
Bring the UAE closer to
our own supply has been depleted by one third to one half.
Because we have a ceasefire. Because they successfully convinced Trump that they're at a negotiating table, and yet it's been a month and there's been no deal.
And to continue, Donald Trump says in his post, Iran had 159 ships in their navy. Every single ship is now resting at the bottom of the sea. They have no navy. Their air force is gone. All technology is gone. Okay. I also, on CNN last night, debunked this talking point, and I clarified what the Iranian regime actually is. Watch.
No.
I mean, I will never say it's a bad sign if those that want Americans murdered are no longer on the face of the earth. I'm never going to think that. And I think, look, you brought up amazing points. There's nothing good that Americans can point to thus far that we can say, hey, this is going to end tomorrow. Of course, people are worried, people are panicked. At the same time, everything you mentioned is still worth it if we make sure they can never have a nuclear weapon. It is very easy to sit here while we're all still on the face of the earth and we're all here and America's as strong as possible, but it's not that easy to say it if, God forbid, they throw that bomb at us. We have no idea what could happen.
Just clarify what the Iranian regime is. It's not one person. It's not their navy. It's not their air force. It is the Islamic. It is the IRGC. The IRGC Navy absolutely does exist. That's why the Strait is still closed. But the IRGC is deeply embedded within the institutions, and former IRGC members actually inhabit the banks, the colleges, all the institutions within Iran, and they have an incentive to never let their power go because they were seen committing awful acts. So you have
And this brings me all the way back around to the cost of this war, not only economically, but also militarily, and also reputation-wise, on the global stage. There is a cost to wars like this, and many Americans don't really care about the reputation of our country due to the economy being in the gutter, and I totally understand that. The economy is incredibly painful. Right now, Trump has inflation at 3.8%, when Biden handed him a 2.9% inflation rate. Right now, Trump has gas prices at $4.50, when Biden handed him gas prices in like the mid-twos, maybe $3. Donald Trump has started more wars, has cost $50 billion for our country, and is now requesting $1 billion for the ballroom security. It makes no sense, but I also want to talk about the reputational damage, because Donald Trump is visiting China this week. He just landed in Beijing with Elon Musk and a bunch of tech billionaires, a bunch of billionaires around him. The reason is because they're going to try to force some sort of deal where Xi Jinping buys Boeing jets. It's basically already been agreed to, and right now they're just doing some grandiose ritual about it. But the reality is there are going to be long-term, rather painful consequences for the United States of America on the global stage, and it will hurt us long-term. For example, countries like Canada and Mexico, our neighbors, are moving away from us as we act erratically. For example, NATO no longer trusts the United States, and we are losing moral high ground on the global stage day by day by day. So I just want to point out, when Donald Trump gets in front of the press and he says stuff like this on the Iran war.
When you're negotiating with Iran, Mr. President, to what extent are American financial situations motivating you to make a deal?
Not even a little bit. The only thing that matters when I'm talking about Iran, they can't have a nuclear weapon. I don't think about American financial situation. I don't think about anybody. I think about one thing. We cannot let Iran have a nuclear weapon.
And as I pointed out in the CNN clip earlier, we're no closer to Iran being defanged. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate videos on the Adam Mockler feed, drop a like, subscribe. I love you all. Peace out.
And really quickly, have you guys ever been hit with an oddly precise scam? Like a phone call with your own area code that is a spoof, and then they ask you about some product that you were just researching online. It's quite scary, and it's not paranoia. That's called data brokers. There are thousands of companies quietly collecting, trading, and selling your personal info based on what they got online, based on your address, things that you've entered into websites, without you ever agreeing to it technically. That is why I use Incogni. Incogni automatically reaches out to those very data brokers on your behalf and demands that they remove your data. When I first tried it, I was shocked at how many websites had my information just sitting there ready for people to grab, so I used Incogni's custom removal feature in their unlimited and family unlimited plans. You can paste your own link into the website, and then they remove it in a custom manner, in a precise manner for you. It's very, very helpful. So if you want to take your personal data back, check out Incogni. Go to incogni.com/Mockler and use code Mockler for 60% off your annual plan. Again, 60% off your Incogni annual plan if you go to incogni.com/Mockler and use code Mockler. Thank you.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.